Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The veterans you know, the rookies you're learning, the players you'll forget by September. It's time for another Green and Gold Training Camp Update, brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center of Green Bay. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Final segment before we get out of here and before we kind of follow up on our Brewers stuff that we had going into break. Want to go back up north to Packers training camp, Green Bay, and Mike Clemens standing by. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. Just four or five quick points here that we had after talking to the coaches. Ron Zook, special teams coordinator, said he was so impressed that Trevor Davis, number 11, the wide receiver, sent videotape of himself catching punts. That's how badly he wants to compete for that punt returner job this year. Maybe, and with the depth they got a wide receiver, the young man smart enough to know he's going to be at competition like that. He wants to lock that down. He showed some flash in a couple of games last year, a couple of penalties called against him. But that was an impressive story from Ron Zook. He'll be competing with Randall Cobb, but you'd think they'd want to relieve Randall of those duties. Scott McCurley is the inside linebacker coach, and, you know, he's got a little bit of a morale problem because he's got to coach Jake Ryan and Blake Martinez and the other inside linebackers while they keep on moving up Morgan Burnett and sometimes the rookie Josh Jones at inside linebacker, or they just keep on having packages where they maybe only need one inside linebacker out of the field, and that's a problem. But, you know, he says, I still think we need two inside linebackers out there if we're going to stop the run. Joe Witt, the defensive back coach, had high praise for Quentin Rollins, who is a quiet kid, but he just says that he's come back healthy and he's just got a new level, and they feel real good about playing him at nickel. So if, you know, Kevin King is healthy and can start when they play the Seahawks, maybe Quentin Rollins is the guy that's going to be your nickel, not Demaryius Randall. No real information on King and how bad his shoulder injuries is or what the defensive line is going to do. Mike Turgovec says that they will coach. He's just coaching Latroy Guyon like he's going to play. So even though he's got an oncoming suspension, he's not concerned with that. And lastly, we just talked to Ted Thompson, who is having one of those bad days at the podium. I mean, slow speech, slurred, to the point where he did get another flurry of questions about how much longer do you want to do this. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, no plans of stepping down. Stay tuned, he said. He says, I only get those questions in here. Nobody else ever asks me that, you know, to my face if I'm thinking about retirement at 64. But he came in today with just wearing a T-shirt, some shorts, and drinking the water. But you'll be hearing more about that in the next 24
hours. Yeah, I'm sure. I know that. Mike, real quick before I let you go, yesterday we had Dr. Cicchini on, the orthopedist from up at Marshall Clinic. He gave us a really good breakdown of the break and the insertion of screws and such regarding Montrevious Adams in the foot. I'll tell you what, when you and I talked, we said months. We were pretty much on mark. He said he would be shocked if it was a 6 to 8 week process. He said it's usually anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks would basically eliminate half of the season for Montrevious Adams. And is that the feeling more guys are giving you now around that team?
Well, that's your sense. But the good news is, you know, there's a veteran there like Ricky Jean-Francois. Brian Price is a kid who continues to impress. He's, you know, Mike Turgovec's still got four or five decent candidates. You don't want to see Kenny Clark or anybody else go down right now. And who knows? And the other thing that I thought was interesting is Ted Thompson saying, yeah, the phone's ringing off the hooks. There's some teams in camp, like the Baltimore Ravens, seven serious injuries. People might be calling Green Bay and say, hey, you want to do a trade? We're running out of players.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Mike, good stuff, and we'll chat again tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers. Right now, you work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.